Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim of Klal Samavav, and we left off at the end of Simon Gimel. So now the Chayyadim brings in another opinion, which seems to be almost the opposite. Of Yesh Arim the Nafka Lafrisha Mi Isser Ein Bezdin Mitzuvin. Excuse me. That the Chiyav on the Bezdin has no Chiyav to intervene to stop the child from eating an Isser. That's where Bezdin's is Potter. But there is a chiyuv on the bezdin to make sure that the child does mitzvah saseh. So he says, "Ein b'simin tav resh mem b'magen avram." So this is in simin tav resh mem, which is hilchos sukkah. So there in sif beis, the shulchan aruch brings that the katan reaches the age that he does not need to be with his mother anymore, like we mentioned before. There is a chiyuv to be mechanic him in the midst of sitting in the sukkah. So that the Magen Avraham, which Shemura quotes there, in Simon Tav Resh Mem Sif Katan Hey, he says in a case where there's no father, Yesh Amrim the Ima Bezdin Mechiyamim Lachanuk. So there is an opinion which says, in a case where there's no father, that he then devolves onto the Bezdin to do so. So it's not exactly like we were discussing until before. In the case was the issue of Frusha Meisura maybe applies to others even if the father is around. Here we're discussing a scenario where the father is not around, and we're saying in that situation, Bezin would be Mechuyev to step in, be Mechanach HaMitzvah Saseh. And the Gemara does use a lashon that the Bezin is like the Aviyim Shal Yosemim, is like the father of Yosemim. So the Bezin is like the father of Yosemim. The case where there is no father, therefore they are Yosemim, the Bezin functions like the father, the Bezin has a chiyuv to be mechanuch. Of course, if the mother is there, we already mentioned the opinions that the mother is chayim and chinuch, and the chayonim and the mishmur seem to be soisim halacha like that shita, that the mother has a chiyuv chinuch as well. So in a case where the father is not there, the mother would have the chiyuv. In a case where the father is not there and the mother either is not, also not there, or the mother is not able to do it herself, so then the chiyuv of the bezdin as the viyam shal yosemim would kick in, and they have a chiyuv to mechanech the child in mitzvah saseh. What's interesting is that the chayyadim is pointing out, and this is based on the Magen Avraham there, that this is primarily on mitzvah saseh. We need to train the child to do mitzvahs in regards to the afrusha b'isura. That does not change whether the father is in existence or not. If Bezin is Mitzumah, the Hafisha Mi'isura, that's going to be true whether the father is alive or not. And if Bezin is not Mitzumah, that'll also be true whether the father is alive or not. Now, the Mishmur does point out over there an interesting question. We are going to see, we mentioned this already, that there is a third Madrega, which is to directly feed the child something which is usher even from the age of one day old. A newborn, we cannot feed the child something which is actually usher. So there's three madrigas, feeding something which is usher, stopping an isser, and mi mechanuch l'mitzvah saseh. What about feeding a child outside of the sukkah? The food itself is not the isser. The isser is the act of not eating in the sukkah because you have a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. So it's a lack of chinuch. On the other hand, you're doing something which is inappropriate. So then the Mishmur does point out that whether you agree with this opinion or not, to actively feed the child outside of the sukkah would be usur. Now, obviously, before the age of the child is chayim and chinuch, there's nothing wrong with feeding a child outside of the sukkah. So this is only referring to a child who's reached the age of chinuch in the mitzvah sukkah. So once he's reached that age, so we cannot be meichel him. Now, we know that normally the isser being meichel, isser applies even from a young age. But over here, the issue is not being meichel and isser. The food is not usur. It's undermining chinuch. It's doing an action which is directly the opposite of chinuch. By the child has a chiyuv to be mechunuch to eat in the sukkah, and you're doing something to feed the child outside of the sukkah. You're actually undermining the act of chinuch. It's not the regular rule that's also to be sefina lebiyadayim to feed the child isurim, because the food is not the isur. What the issue is over here is that the child, you're undermining chinuch. So that would be a general rule to understand that this applies in other scenarios as well. But even though other people are not mitzvah in the midst of chinuch, they cannot do things which will actively undermine the chinuch of the child. And that is going to be usur l'kuli alma, that the Mishnah Berurah points out there again in Sifkat, in Tafresh Mem, Sifkat and Hay. The l'kuli alma usur l'haychol l'katan b'yadayim chutz ha'sukkah, afilu l'adamacher. This is an isur on other people as well to feed the child outside of the sukkah. That will lead to l'tzachpiv or l'tzabas l'nechol, even to tell the child to eat. The child is not, you're not feeding the child yourself, but you're telling the child to eat. That's going to be also to do. The Mishnah Berurah does say if the person puts the food down and the child eats on his own, that would not be an issur on other individuals, but that would be an issur on the father. Obviously, the father is a chiyuv chinuch to train the child to go into the sukkah. Okay, so that finishes off Simon Gimel. We need to clarify a few more points, but really we need to see a few more simonim to get the full concept over here. As we will do that in the upcoming shurim. Meanwhile, have a good day.